Joining me now is Nick Dahl with St. Croix Walleye League. Thanks for joining me today, Nick. Before we get started, can you tell me a little bit about the St. Croix Walleye League?
Yeah, we are a group of 25 boats, so 50 guys, two guys per boat. We go out every single Tuesday on the St. Croix River. We launch out of Hudson, Wisconsin, and then we alternate and launch out of St. Croix Bluffs in Minnesota Regional Park there. So we fish for 10 weeks, and it's friendly competition. There's a little bit of...
Side betting?
Yeah, a little bit of prizes involved, a little bit of sharing secrets, not sharing secrets, stuff like that. It's friendly competition. It's became a family, basically, and not much turnover. Almost all the same guys sign up and do it every year. So
let's talk a little bit, because I know a lot of people that will be coming to the opener here perhaps have not ever fished on the river. What are some differences between the river and, you know, fishing just a lake, I guess?
The St. Croix River is a lot different than a lot of other fisheries. I can honestly say tactics from a lake to here are not totally different. You still do the same things, but different places, different times, like that. The Mississippi River, on the other hand, is exactly opposite of this.
Really?
The tactics that work on the Mississippi are very tough to implement here and vice versa down there. So for being so close to each other, it's odd that it fishes so much different, but there's just different structure. We don't have the wing dams. We don't have the dirtier water. It's a lot different up here. The lakes, not so much. I mean, if I take a night crawler or a crankbait, I can kind of do the same things here as a lot of lakes in Minnesota.
And I believe the walleye season opened last weekend, correct, here in Stillwater?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. We actually we're blessed with getting out a week ahead of time.
Yeah,
with the border waters opener. And not everyone knows that. Plenty of people do know it. We had lots of traffic out there last weekend. But it's good to get out a week before. We get to hit both openers. You know, if some people want to go to a lake, you can still do the St. Croix River opener, and then you can head to your cabin or do that the following weekend. So it's great.
Are you going to be heading out tomorrow on the St. Croix?
I am. I'm taking the mayor of Stillwater, Ted Kozlowski, out fishing tomorrow.
I did an interview with him earlier, and do you know he's never caught a fish in this river?
I don't know that he's tried.
Oh!
Ted's a boater. Ted's not a fisher. So he had a cruiser boat.
That little stinker.
He has a cruiser boat, and he enjoys the boating side of it, but he is super excited to go out and catch a fish. And he's wondering if we're going to catch a fish, and I said, it's not if, it's how many.
Yeah, oh, good for you, good for you. And so I know that the river is really popular. A lot of people kind of focus on walleye and sauger, but there's many other species. Are you going to primarily be going for walleye and sauger,
I guess? We're gonna try for walleye and sauger. There is a little bit of a competition here. Biggest sheephead, biggest walleye. So they both coexist, and you catch them both the same ways. So we'll see what happens. I'm shooting for walleye and sauger, but if we get a big sheephead, we'll take it.
Okay, explain a sheephead to my listeners that might not be familiar with it.
The technical terminology is a drum. That is their scientific name. We call them sheephead here. It's a native fish to Minnesota. Some people think of them as garbage fish or whatever, but they actually are a native species to Minnesota. They're very prevalent in the river here. Not so much right now. They become more active when the water warms up a little bit, but I have a couple buddies that did catch some 10-pounders last weekend. So,
do you eat them?
I do not personally. I catch other fish that taste a little better, so I go with those, but there are people that do, and I've not heard bad things about it. There's lots of people that eat all sorts of different fish and teach their own, but if I can get some walleyes, I'm going to take those over.
Yeah, no doubt, me too. I don't even know why I asked that question, but because some people, you never know.
Yeah, there's different ways to cook different fish. And
so you're taking out the mayor tomorrow. The governor's going to be out there. And any tips or tricks you're going to be doing tomorrow?
I primarily plan on trolling some crankbaits. That is my forte this time of year. That's what I enjoy doing. Cover water, find active fish. Night crawlers are great as well. The minnow bite is going great too. It's just the right time of year. We have not super high water. Sometimes the Stillwater Bridge here is underwater, and downtown here is shut off by the sand and the dikes that they have put up for high water. We don't have that this year, so it's pretty much wide open for whatever you want to do. It couldn't have worked out better for this event. We have optimal conditions, we have great weather, so it should be a great day for everybody.